everything is, but man, you can go down St. Charles Street at one time. You had, they used to call it Sal's Pool Room. You had about 20 pool tables in there. You had a theater next door. You had the St. Charles Theater across the street. The biggest, beautiful pool bar in the world, about that big, for 25 cents, if you believe it. And your glass of beer, about that big, 20 cents. Oh man, you were living it up down there. But you see, if you go down there now, they're tearing everything down, making room for more parking space. And they're putting a big, more high-rise buildings. That same way back here, they building now over on Barone Street. You can walk over there and you see all the buildings that they're tearing down. And all of those places were, they really were good, striving businesses. People just, well, they died off, and the children didn't want to go into the business, and what they did, they just got a tremendous price for it and just left it go. Because, man, you take it, right now, real estate is the greatest thing in the world. If anybody wants to invest money, that is what you go into, real estate. They got homes up there, believe me, up around throughout the Irish Channel and the Garden District. Some of those people probably didn't pay no more than about $10,000. If they paid that $5,000, they get as high as $28,000, $30,000, $35,000, $40,000, $50,000 for those homes. That's a nice investment. But they didn't think they'd ever get that amount of money from them. You see, the federal government's putting out so much money for these people to renovate these homes, and that's what they're doing with them. But look at the price they're charging you to rent an apartment. You can't go up there unless you got $250 to pay a month, plus the $150, maybe $200 damage deposit to put down. Man, you could go live in a Roosevelt Hotel for that. I mean, that's the truth. I was up there the other day and I saw them fixing on an old grocery, and the lady across the street told me, she said, you know, Marty, they're going to charge $300 a month for those apartments over there. I said, what? She said, yes, indeed. You're going to have a bedroom, kitchenette, and a bath. Now, you know, that is a tremendous price to pay. And then you have to pay your own utilities. Now, that's another thing that really knocks you in the head. After you pay your rent, then you got about a $50, maybe $60, maybe $70 utility bill you have to pay. Boy, that is terrific, man. You have to be a millionaire to live in this town now. And before, man, I know I had a nice apartment up on Magazine Street. I was paying $100. I went back up there after I got out of the hospital. It was rented out. $250 they gave for it now. I show you just how much they jump. And all they did to the place was throw a little paint on it. Nothing else. I think what they should do, they ought to put a ceiling on your rent control. Because the people can't afford it. I mean, I don't know if you stand in an apartment or what, but...
Hotel.
Really? Which one?
Burgundy.
Really? Well, now you see here, this is pretty reasonable here. But, and you see like over there, now they're going to start that up. That was a hotel over there too, you know. That was what you call the Bienville Hotel. But now this oil company had taken it over. But now they're going to start...
What took it over?
Exxon.